So, Hare Krishna, we are complete. Haribo, from Persia, human. Welcome to this first session of our Holy Name seminar. I will teach you something which in a short, comprised way, which we are teaching in our Holy Name retreats all over the world. My goal in teaching you is to really give you something practical into your hands, which will help you to increase your chanting of the Holy Name and chant in such a way that the Holy Name will reveal Himself fully to you. This is what we wish to do here. I'm very happy to have my new harmonium player here. Hare Krishna. It's a little bit like this. The chanting of the Holy Name has been praised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the main means to attain love of Godhead. I would like to start in the beginning, before we do all these workshops and interactive preaching things, I would really love to explain to you today a little bit about the background of this seminar. I don't know if you have heard, we are traveling really all over the world. China is, and Australia are our next invitations, and give these Japa and Kirtan retreats. The reason why we give them is because devotees have always asked us, how can we make an experience in Krishna consciousness which is just so overwhelming and proves to us that our process really works and gives us love to Krishna. And, we talked with many devotees, many of my God brothers, and decided to really propagate the chanting of the Holy Name as this means to make this experience. Wouldn't it be nice if all of us would be ecstatic? Wouldn't it be nice if all of us would be full of love? Wouldn't it be nice if all of us really experience that we are parts of Krishna? I think then we would have no questions any longer, no doubts any longer, no obstacles. So let me take you to Jagannath Puri, where we find a little room where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits together with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. It's the end of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Soon he will move on, and he is clearly moved. He has spent the whole night chanting the holy names and calling for Krishna. His calling had become so intense that by his soft face he rubbed at the walls of the Gambira room, which was almost like a little cell, and he had cried, "O Krishna, Kanaya, where are you?" He had cried like this. So in the morning he became ecstatic because he found Krishna. And he called Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswamis next to him, and he explained, "My dear Ramananda Roy, my dear Swarup Damodar, know from me for certain that chanting the holy names is the most feasible means in this age of Kali. It is the Parama Upaya. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. You know, my Swarup, my Ramananda, this chanting is the means of awakening all good fortune. And this chanting initiates the flow of the waves of love for Krishna. This is Mahaprabhu's ecstasy. He sings this verse in Harsha. Harsha means great jubilation. He is ecstatic about it. He says, by this chanting, all undesirable habits will stop. Do you have undesirable habits? Then chant. He continues. He says, this is the means by which all good fortune will be awakened. Do you want to have a fortunate life, an auspicious life? You all smile. You say, of course, Maharaj. And this chanting, he says, will do something. You have to know, in the Hriday Akash, the sky of the heart, or the inside of the heart, there is a river which is at the moment dammed. The dammed means there's a dam built before it. It's a river. Satya, Haribol! This river is the river of love. And there is unfortunately a dam built before it. The dam is our material attachments, our fear, and our anger, you know, our dirty emotions, you could say, or not dirty emotions, our misguided emotions. They've built a dam before this love, this river of love. So Mahaprabhu says that when you learn to chant properly, the waves of love, the waves of this mystical river which is within all of our hearts, will start to flow again. Would you like that the river of love flows in your heart? Yes. Of course. Of course, we want all that this dam of attachment, of fear, and of anger is just removed, and it can flow again. Like our Prabhu said, what is love? Can you explain? And I said, you have to experience it. And the way to experience is to start to chant, and then this dam will break down. And the love will flow. You will see. But Mahaprabhu has called this the upaya. Upaya means a means. A means is something which helps us that something which is unattainable becomes attainable. Let me fix this properly here. For instance, a bow is a means whereby which an arrow can reach a far distant place. A bow is doing this, but only if you know how to use it properly. In the Bhagavatam, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is compared with the bow. It says, the bow is the mantra, the pure living entity is the arrow, and you, the human being, conditioned soul are the archer. If you know something about bow shooting, it is a science. You need to take aim, and there are many things which you need to learn. If you just have a bow and you don't know how to use it, the arrow will never reach the goal. In the same way, if you have the mantra, but you don't know how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you will never reach the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and you will never experience that flow of love which comes when you fall down at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and don't know which pair of feet you should serve first because you are overwhelmed by love. So in this little seminar which we have over the following days, we will teach you the Kirtan arrow. That's a method which consists of 5 steps where you will learn how to use the bow properly and reach the goal. I personally think that the Hare Krishna movement needs to learn to chant Hare Krishna. This is a controversial statement, but I'm known all over the world for such statements, so I will do it here also. We have a means, we have a bow, but we just don't know yet all these traditional methods to reach with our method the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And that's why we are not yet fully ecstatic in our lives. So we will try to teach you this Kirtan arrow, and we also have a few Kirtan arrows which we will not distribute now because everyone will look at them and not listen. But at the end of the class we will distribute it, and then during these classes I will teach you the different 5 steps. For now, let us start to chant. So, Sri Hari Naam Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you very much for singing and being present to the singing. We will now start our workshop. I must announce before I do this, you will hear some extraordinary things today. I will move you around. I will bring you out of your comfort zone, because I'm dedicated to help you in an inner transformation, a transformation of the heart. Now, in medieval history, in European history, we hear of the alchemists who were looking for the touchstone. A touchstone would be a jewel, which when you would hold it to iron, it would turn into gold. And what this seminar wants to be, it wants to be that, the touchstone, and transform your chanting into a golden chanting. But you must agree, you must give me a little bit your time, and I have to work a little bit on your souls and on your habits, because I really need to bring you to a higher level. So our team has tried to motivate you by making a little movie here. What? Yeah. And please, you just look at it before we start, because you need to be willing to be that piece of iron which is moved into gold. You need to work a little bit. We wanted to have this beautiful Krishna in the center, so called them discovery lectures because we want to motivate you to discover something. Sankirtanam can mean not just singing together in a group of people, but it can mean also to sing, to chant in the right way. I think most of us chant in the wrong way. Your disposal, put it to chanting the holy name, and then you will get the Krishnera Charan, the lotus feet of Krishna. The chanting of the holy name is meant really to bring you to a platform where you are pure, where you are Shuddha, where your consciousness is pure, and where you are Buddha, where you are awakened, and where you are Mukta, that is freed from the attachments of Maya. This verse has clearly two sections in it. In the first half, the glorification of the holy name continues, because he says Krishna can give prema even to the bushes and the trees because he is so attractive. Then he makes a second point. No matter what are your circumstances, Namalaya, you can take the name. Even if you are in a bullock cart and it's a little dumpy and rumpy and on the road, you can remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to now has praised ecstatically the holy name, but now his mood changes. Why is this? There is something which is told to be so powerful. But even the founder of the Hare Krishna movement puts a question mark on it. Does it really work? Then a third adjective, a third property of the holy name is made, given. Krishna, you have invested all your potencies in these names. These names are strong. They work. They have power. Now in this next verse, now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will teach us how should we chant in order to develop this attachment. In fact, how should we chant to awaken our dormant love, which is there, but which is covered. I mean, we do have attachment, but it's covered. How do we uncover it? So if you wish to cure this problem, you have to bomb the ego. I think all of us in our lives are put to test here in the tolerance department. You can always say you're very very fallen. That's so easy. But to be tolerant, to not protest, when, let's say it in German language, if someone urinates on your leg, German language, and to continue to give shelter, oh, that is where Trinadabhi verse is put to the test. Raising my hands, I declare. Everyone, please hear me. No one sleeps now. Everyone, please hear me. This is rising my hands. I'm saying something. Here, look, look, look. Be attentive. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. You should always have it with you. Like you have your neck beats with you, you have that verse with you in your life. Because this verse is the only medicine which can help you to cure this duodevam, this unfortunate situation in your life. Mahaprabhu, however, says, he doesn't care if he is reborn again. He says, life after life, no problem. All I want is this bhakti, this feeling for you. My dear devotees, as soon as you can come to this turning point in your life, that time you will be really happy. I hope you will also get some jewels. I would like to start with the first point of the kirtan arrow, which is alignment. But before we start, yes, Maharaji, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. You are very intelligent, Maharaji. The kirtan arrow has five things which we can learn. First is alignment or attentive chanting. Alignment is a word which comes from the French word aligne, to put into line. What should you put into line when you chant? See, when you have a motor car, you need to put the wheels into line, the motor and the fuel, so that you can drive. I think our Manu with the car from Radhadesh had a problem with an unaligned car. The wheels, the motor and the fuel, it was not properly brought together, and there was a severe accident, and the car got lost somewhere near Paris, isn't it? Yes. No alignment. He almost didn't reach. He had to get another car. When you chant, you shouldn't have an accident before you start even to get the ecstasy of love of God. You must bring three things into a line. The body, the mind, and the heart. How do we say heart in the sweet French language? Le cœur. Le cœur. Correct. When you chant, and your body, mind, and heart are aligned, you will very, very quickly get results. But if your body, mind, and heart are not aligned, it's almost like a car where the elements don't work together to get the result. Let us start with the body. Have you noticed that Prabhupada would always insist that we sit properly? You might have asked yourself the question, why should we sit properly? Let me sit like I want to sit. I remember my older brother, Vaidyanath, he once sat before Srila Prabhupada in Amsterdam, where Bimala is from, and my brother sat like this before Prabhupada. And Prabhupada stopped his lecture and said, don't sit like that. Sit like this. Because it is, the reason is that your bodily stature will influence your mind and your attention. If you have a lousy bodily posture, your mind won't be able to be so fixed. Once there was a man coming to a sadhu. He had many, many problems. And he came. Oh, I have so many problems. I have so many problems. I have so many problems. He came like that. So the sadhu heard the problems, but remained silent. After some time, he took on this posture, and then he looked at the man and said, oh, it starts working with me also. I feel also problematic. Hare Krishna. When you sit like this and you try to chant, you will feel problematic. If you sit like this in an open body posture, you will feel you can receive the holy name properly. So sitting properly is, by the way, something which has been also explained in the commentaries to the Vedanta Sutra. It has been said there that japa and prayer can't be done in a walking way. You have to sit the danda seat. It means erect. So I will now teach you to do this. Are you ready for some yoga? Alignment. This is, by the way, a workshop. We will not just hear something for the mind. We will just move you around. So first thing is, please sit properly and roll your hip a little bit forward. It's almost like coming a little bit forward, but keep the lordosic position. Lordosic is a small like this, huh? The back. Then go to your shoulders and kindly roll your shoulders backward, as if you want to touch with your shoulders that thing, huh? Very good. And now comes the head. Move it up and a little bit in this direction. This is an ideal position in which you will be open. The idea of this is your chest should be open. And at that time, when you sit properly while you chant, there will be a chance that you will be a little bit more focused. As far as chanting, remain like this. Don't immediately go, oh, it's over. Remain like this a little bit. As far as chanting is concerned, the ideal time for one round is around 6 minutes or seven, 6 to 7 minutes, 5:30, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, and up to seven. You can sometimes look at a watch to pace yourself and see. If you have finished a round in 3 minutes, it may mean that you have not chanted all the 108 mantras. And if you finish a round in 20 minutes, it could mean that you have fallen asleep while you did it. 6 to 7 minutes around that, you will find a pace, an ideal pace. That's also, that's a physical activities. Then the next thing is, after you have aligned your body, and with body I mean the physical elements, the time, then comes the mind. The essence of mental focus is to return the mind to the chanting whenever it drifts away. Lord Krishna, he tells this. He says, "For from wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, take it back." You have to bring it back almost like, see, I'm bringing now this object to myself. You can also take the mind with all its noise and just bring it back. This is called concentration. It doesn't matter that the mind wanders. It will wander in the beginning of your practice doing japa or kirtan. What you have to do is you have to learn to just catch it and bring it back. Prabhupada said, you have to chant and hear. You have to chant with your tongue and hear the sound. That's all. Where is the question of the mind? He says, no problem. So I want to do this now with all of you. I request you, we will chant in one voice the mantra, and your whole duty during doing this is whenever the mind goes, you just bring it back. I will make it a little difficult for you, but you will have to struggle against me when I try to catch your mind. You have to bring it back from wherever it goes due to its restless nature to the chanting. You have to try like this. The mind is there like an object and you just bring it back. Now I have my youngest audience is maybe 1 year old or 9 months, and I will probably bore your child. I don't know what to do. And when your children are bored, they make noise. It is my fault. I'm very sorry. But I believe maybe you get a recording. Let's try some more. But when the child gets too bored, it's best to go and play with it a little bit. Because, yes, I have told what you was in your heart. Okay, so, where are we? Yeah. Ready? Amala Purana? Ready? No, just japa for this, yes. Ready, Maru? I will do things to distract you, but what is your duty doing this? To bring the mind back. Keep this image. I will one time chant alone and then chant with all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, continue. Na Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare, continue, continue. Na Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, continue. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sit properly, sit properly. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Oh, you're not looking. Listen, why do you chant so much? Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. No, now I'm serious. We can. Hare Rama. No, no, I'm serious. Now you don't listen to me any longer. Okay, this is all right, all right. No, 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 no. I'm Hare Krishna. I'm this is the first time where a group took me so serious that I couldn't stop you any longer. But really, in actual life, you see, your mind is doing these types of crazy things, isn't it? And when you are properly aligned, when you're properly online, you will always remember this. Take back the mind from wherever it wanders due to its restless nature and bring it safely under the control of the self. This is a rule, and it will be much, much easier for you when you do this, when your body is aligned, and when your mind is aligned. The scriptures teach us a very, very practical exercise, which I would like to do with you, to align the mind. It's called the Traktaka meditation. Traktaka meditation means not yet. I just wanted to see if it's there. You can just Traktaka meditation means that you fix your mind, or you fix your gaze. It's called. Do you know what is gaze? You focus your dein Blick in Deutsch. Your gaze. Your how you look. What is gaze? Augia? Regard. No, not blink. It is gaze, focus. Yeah. Gaze, yes. You focus it, and you don't allow your eyes and your mind to go away from this. This is why some yogis recommend to gaze on a burning candlelight. It helps your mind to stop the inner noise, or to know it will no longer run to many things. What we do in japa is we usually fix our gaze on the beautiful form of Krishna, which has been painted so expertly by Bimala Prabhu's wife. It's beautiful. Look at Krishna's expression, how he seems to smile at you. Not finished even. We feel, she says like that. She's an artist. Yes, Vimala says she's an artist. We like very much Krishna's expression in this picture. It's very, very beautiful. So, but for practice sake, I request you to do a Traktak meditation on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And the way you do it is, while you chant, you read the mantra. Let me show it to you. When I will chant for you now with this meditation. The first thing is you bring your eyes to the different names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and so on. And when you chant these different names, as they come out of your mouth, you fix your gaze on the names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Where do I look now? On Rama. Yes. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you do this for a little time, and you will see how your mind gets aligned. You grab your mind and you pull it, and it's there. Because I think maybe the greatest problem in our chanting is that our mind goes somewhere. Have you experienced this problem also sometimes? You smile at me. Sometimes, all the time, Maharaj. So, please practice this now. I will one time chant alone, and we will have to look now at the mantra while we chant. Huh? This is very important. You have to really learn to look. Before we do this, I request you to look at your hands. Really look at them. Try to bring them a little bit together and see the lines on your hands now, which are now very clear. Do you see the lines? Just look at them. See how many they are. No. This would be already when you try to see how many they are, you start counting. That's not what you want. You want to just look without any mental activity. Just look. That's Traktaka. So when you chant, You will just look at the mantra, you will not think about the mantra, and you will listen. Like Prabhupada says, you have to chant and hear. You have to chant with your tongue and hear the sound. That's all. So that is what we will now use a little trick, the traktaka trick. Oh, traktaka trick is not the word, the traktaka skill. And just look at it. I will one time chant alone, and then when you hear the sign, you will, you please do. And when I tell you other things, please do them and not think, oh, that's my mind now. Sachinandan Swami is my mind. I don't listen to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Look. Look at the different names of the Maha Mantra. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Focus your mind. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have almost reached the conclusion. The third item for today is to fix our heart. And that is the most important and also the most difficult. When we chant the heart, when we fix our heart, we need to bring some devotional feelings to the chanting, some emotions, some genuine expression of our devotion, something inside, something from the heart. The chanting shouldn't be seen as just a mechanical yoga practice where you bring your body to the chanting, align, bring your mind to the chanting, These are what yogis do. The chanting should become a feeling activity, or let us say, something with devotion, which inner surrender, inner bonding to Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions a verse which we should chant in, and I would like to read this verse to you. He said, it is this mood which is expressed in this verse which a chanter should learn. This verse was spoken by Vritasura, who was a great devotee in his past life, and who, due to circumstances, had taken on the form of an asura, someone who had turned against Krishna. Towards the end of his life, Vritasura prays these most wonderful prayers, for which the Bhagavatam has become famous as the topmost Purana, which expresses this devotion. It is to be found here in the 6th canto, 11th chapter. I want to find it for you. Text number, yes, here we are. The verse says, please try to hear it. Ajata paksha ivamatadam kagastanyam yatavatsatarakshutata priyam priyeva vyushitam vishana manoravindakshadidikshate tvam. May my mind always be eager to see you, Krishna, just as baby birds want to see their mother. May my mind always be eager, just like hungry calves anxiously wait to drink their mother's milk. And as the mind of a wife remains absorbed in thoughts of her husband when he is away from home, this is how I want my mind to always be eager to be with you. No? Imagine a baby bird. It sits in the nest. It's hungry. Maybe there is bad weather and the nest shakes and it just wants, when will mother come? It waits and waits. Mother has not yet come. Or a calf who is so hungry and thirsty. The cow is just there, maybe 10 meters, and it tears at the rope which is holding the calf. The calf wants so much to drink the mother milk. Or the wife at home who loves her husband so much. Husband has been on a long journey. Finally he returns and she thinks, oh, when will my husband come and I will be able to serve him in all respects? I will cook his favorite dishes. He must be hungry. I will arrange his water so that he can take his shower. So in just the same way, with a devotional longing, the devotee should chant. And I want to now do all these steps with you. I want to chant with you, sing with you in kirtan. We will ask Amala Purana Prabhu to do this particular kirtan. Maybe you can just come with your harmonium here, Amala, and then I can just give you the microphone like this. The band can also, if you wish, you can. Yes, it's nice if you also come. Bimala, are you free to? We will do a little meditation first, where we will align the body. Here, I will just, when I'm ready, just put. I will put this microphone. It is lined up, and therefore, yeah. So, are you all ready? Are you tired, maybe? No. Honestly, I would suggest let us just do a little energy movement, energy exercise. Take your fingers and cross it over the index finger, like this. Yeah? Index finger, this one, and you bring the next finger over it, and you just hold it like this. Under no circumstances bring your arms down unless I tell you, because they might fall off. That is a problem. Now, just imagine, bring it a little higher. Dobro. And then imagine your best friend behind you just moving your hands back. No problem, no problem. It's good. You will wake up. A lot of energy will move. Your prana will flow like anything. You won't believe what happens. But don't bring the arms down. They could fall off. Yeah. So, no, you just keep it. It's good. The idea is you want to open your chest now. Still going, Amala? Dobro. Sit properly. You know, you want to sit straight and erect. Your head should go a little bit back and a little bit forward. Oh. If you start to sweat, that's natural. See, we want that our physical bodies are becoming filled with a little energy. You won't believe what happened when I asked you to put the arms down. But please don't put them down, because they might fall off. You need to do it properly. Now breathe in and out real deep. We will do this for about 2 hours now. No, I'm joking. Oh, Gopaswami. Good. If you sweat, it starts. It means your apana vayu starts to move. Now on an exhale, very slowly, bring your arms down. Very slowly. Sit tall. We will now chant the Maha Mantra together in Kirtan, and I request you to bring 2 things to the practice. You should remain situated properly in a relaxed way, but you should sit tall. Your mind should be concentrated on the chanting. Whenever it wanders, you should bring it away, back. And then try to bring some feelings to it, some devotional feelings. I will read to you in the middle a text from the Shikshastakam, the fifth shloka. And then we will try to chant in that mood with our heart fully aligned. So body, mind, and heart. And during this kirtan which we will chant, please always correct your posture. Always try to bring your mind to the chanting. And always try to bring your heart. For some of you, to bring your mind, you can imagine you sit in Vrindavan. I think our Amala Purana, Prabhu, who comes from the 24-hour kirtan there, can think he's chanting for Radha Syam Sunda. You could look at this beautiful, beautiful painting of Krishna looking just so tenderly at you. Just try to connect with Krishna. Tomorrow we will learn more about connection, the yoga of the connection we will learn. But for now, body, mind, and heart.
Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
much for participating in your first session of the Japa and Kirtan seminar, which we offer here in Humayapur. We have 12 more minutes for questions. Do you have any questions on this subject which you have just now heard? I see Gorangi has a question. And you, your good name? Vaikuntha Priya Prabhu. Okay. Gurangi, can you be brief in your question?
What about the sitting position? Is it correct to get the same balance in the sit down on the chair?
What is about the position on the chair? Well, that is acceptable. You should try to have the spine erect. That's the point. Because it's when the spine is curved that you, that the mind gets interested. Have you ever seen these self-confident people? They go like this. Have you noticed? And people who are unsure of themselves, they are like this. It works also the other way. When an unsure, insecure person just makes an effort to go like this, and something happens to the mind. Body and mind are very much linked in the case of a conditioned soul. So the idea is just like this. Vaikuntha Priya Prabhu.
What's your explanation about the analogy of the bow?
Yes.
Where is it from? Is it from scripture?
Yes, that is in the Bhagavatam from the 7th canto, 15th chapter, text 42. It says that the Vedic mantra is the bow, the pure living entity, the arrow, and the target is the Supreme Being. Now, the same mantra you will find in the Mundaka Upanishad, but a little bit, the analogy is a little bit more worked out in the Devi Purana. It's a very common analogy which makes the point that this is a means. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is a means. A means is like a vehicle almost, a thing which can bring you from point A to point B, like an arrow which can be transported by a bow. I like to use this example. I had a little experience in bow shooting. It's a very interesting experience. It is we hear of a famous bow shooting context in the Mahabharata, where Dronacharya calls all his pupils together for a demonstration of their art, and he requests them to shoot into the eye of a wooden bird which is placed on top of the tree. And he then asked first, I believe, Duryodhan, then Yudhishthira, and many of the soldiers whom he has trained, to shoot. But before he asked them to shoot, he always says, now tell me what you see. And they all describe everything and the eye of the bird. And Dronacharya is not satisfied with this. He said, you are not qualified to shoot. Finally, he calls Arjuna and asks him, before you shoot, also tell us, what do you see? Now, everyone has said, the tree trunk, all of us, you, Revered Guru, etc. But Arjuna says, I only see the eye of the bird. And then Dronacharya says, you are qualified to shoot. Now, why does he say this? He says this because when you know your goal and your mind is connected to that goal, the rest of the body will align itself. I personally did an experiment. I had a long bow, you know, the bow of which Robin Hood used. It's not these, you know, super mechanical with a super, how is it called, the scope and everything where you ultimately do not shoot any longer. It's all. Now, I had this long bow. It's a simple bow like this from a simple piece of wood, just one piece of wood and an arrow. And there, when you use this, the instructor will tell you, you have to look at the target. You have to concentrate on the target. Target? You understand in French? How do we say target? Yes, la cible, yes. And if you do that, if you bring your mind to that la cible, then somehow your body will just go into position and you will shoot. So in the same way, when you chant, you have to bring your mind to the practice and your heart to the practice. It's very, very, very important. If you just sit there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, no, 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 what's in the Bhagavatam today? You know? Oh, let me see the time and how long do I drive from here to Paris? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You will miss the goal. You won't hit the target. You will miss the whole purpose of the practice. So, in this today, we just learned to bring the body there, the mind and the heart. It's obviously something by Kuntapriya which you need to practice. It is really when I discover is not the word, when I'm, you know, I gave these japa retreats now for 10 years in Vrindavan with Burijam Prabhu, and they are given all over the world now by much more qualified teachers than me. Giriraj Maharaj is in our team, Mahatma, everywhere, many. And I really had to study the scriptures back and forth and back and forth. What does Prabhupada say and how do we all fit this? Because I noticed we are chanting, but we are not connected with it. And we don't experience anything. We are happy when the rounds are over. Some of us have already given up 16 rounds. Do you know why, Kuntapriya, what I experienced? I was invited all over the world to give japa retreats, and I thought, wonderful, nice. They just invite me so that they can chant their 16 rounds. I found out many, many, many don't chant 16 rounds any longer. Why not? Because they just don't experience anything. They feel it is not so useful for me. I don't feel any difference before and after. And that means the arrow misses the goal. They don't, you can't, you know, when you really have an experience of Krishna while you do kirtan, you don't want to stop kirtan. We find that out when we have these 24-hour kirtans. I remember Radha Desh Mellows last year. Ecstatic. Please come this year. This year. Next year it's again. Or the 24-hour kirtan in Birmingham. Or there will be now a kirtan mela where we chant for 4 to 5 days in central Germany. I hope it will. I can't imagine that it's not good. It will, because I have seen when the devotees start to chant, they don't want to stop. Why? Do they not want to stop because out of duty they don't want to stop? No! They have some taste. So this chanting of the holy name, yes, it can give you taste, but you have to learn to do it properly. I'm always joking with my audience when I talk to devotees. I say, you have to join the Hare Krishna movement. Yeah. Why not think of this bold proposal? You know, they go like, I thought I'm already a member. You may be a member of ISKCON, an institution, but join the Hare Krishna movement. That is a movement of chanters which has... And we hope that ISKCON and the Hare Krishna movement becomes one. It should be one. You know, it should be one. So, yes, all these analogies and what I tell, teach is, I want to tell you, it is really taken from Shastras. What I do a little, these energetic things and mind things, they are not at all important. I only do them during the workshops to help my audience to quickly come to a different experience, just to concentrate themselves and help them to be present. But we do not teach these things. They are part of the yoga things. It's just something we do during seminars. So on. Yes. So I saw two more. Yes, your good name, Madhavi. Govinda Nandini. Best name. Traduce, yes, s'il vous plaît. C'est un grand plaisir. Yes.
Alors, à propos du matin, moi, personnellement, j'arrive à chanter avec. Je me sens bien avec ça. Par contre, le cœur, moi, mon problème, c'est avec le cœur. Quand je descends au niveau du cœur,
j'ai l'impression de créer un samskara. Samskara. Je ne veux pas ça. Je 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 veux pas ça. Je
veux
pas ça. Je veux pas ça. Je veux pas ça. Je veux pas ça. Je ne veux pas faire ça. Je reste au niveau comme ça.
It's a very good point. See, yes, in English, should we hear our Govinda Nandini feels when she offers her heart to Krishna, she offers her sankskara, or as they say in English, all her stuff. You know, all these issues and all the things. And she wants to really offer, she doesn't want to put all this on Krishna's table, you know. You know, when we have someone and we go like, and talk all everything, and, you know, we almost put our, I don't want to be so graphic, but almost like a garbage thing, you know, and put it before someone. So Govinda Nandini doesn't want to do this. Well, you have to separate the unwanted things in the heart from the real things. I think in every devotee's heart, there are real devotional feelings. Otherwise, you would not have gone to Krishna and you would not have stayed with Krishna. You have to find that. when I and what you have to do is you have to learn to go deep to find that devotional heart again. When I was in Russia, there was a well where pious people would throw coins, just and they would throw it, and then they would pray to God, please let me pass an examination, or please help my neighbor to become healthy, like this. So they offer a coin into the well, and they would pronounce a prayer. And so I was at that time in Russia, I was not well, I was there for treatment, and I would go to this well, and one day, when no one looked, I also took a coin. When there was no GBC, I took a coin and threw it in the well and thought, maybe it works, you know. And I prayed. I didn't pray to Krishna because I didn't want, I wanted him to give me pure love, but I said, God, according to Christian God, please, you know, I'm not so healthy at the moment, and if you could just, you know, this was just a few cents, you know, so I thought I can offer that. Let me try, you know. But then what I noticed, Govinda Nandini, was that the coin would not just fall bloop to the ground, it would go zhup, 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 like serpentines. And then I thought to myself, wow, he thought, isn't this like my mind? When I'm on the superficial level, or is it not like my heart, I thought, when I'm on the superficial level, I want so many things. I want a nice meal maybe, or a good journey to my next destination, and so on. But when I go a little deeper, I want to go to Vrindavan. When I go a little bit deeper, shup, I want to become a good devotee who serves other devotees. Shup. When I go a little bit deeper, I want pure love of Godhead. I don't believe it. Yeah, but I want it. So what I find when you go into your heart, Govinda Nandini, you should go serpentine. Like in the heart, first you will find your sanskaras, your maybe the unwanted things and the childish things. But if you go deeper, if you go to the story behind the story, if you go to the desire behind the superficial desire, if you go to your needs which are behind all other needs, you will contact your devotional heart and understand, Krishna, I want only you. You just have to go deep enough. You have to pass your sanskaras and go deeper and deeper, and you will detect your devotional heart. Try it, the 17 way. That just ask. You can only ask, you can do this by asking again, what do I really want? Okay, the first thing is, you know, I have not eaten my breakfast. I will do it in my case. Oh, I would like to have something to eat after this. You know, hopefully something is available, you know. And then, okay, what do I really want? Well, I would like some peace now. I would like to go into my mud clay hut from Dr. Gopaswami. And I would like to just be there and read something, and then after some time I will draw the curtain and I will go to the bed and sleep a little. You know, what do I really want? You know, always go deeper. What do I really want? Really want, really want, really want, really want, really want. And then you will find it, your devotional heart. Se triste. So. Yeah, it takes a little time. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Abandonner. abandoned, I feel given up. This is the problem of us Western people. We feel abandoned from Krishna. Yes. But go before the deities. And one thing, Govinda Nandini. Today we have Madhava, Amala, Purana, and Manoji and Bimar Prasharam all at once. They will sing and show and show what it means to offer the heart to Krishna. And we will follow them. And we will just sit there and sing. That's all what we will do. It will happen. Good association. Good association. And you know what I do when life gets difficult? I go on pilgrimage. Pilgrimage. Go on pilgrimage. Go to best is Vrindavan. I mean, I'm a Vrindavan man. Vrindavan, Mayapur. On pilgrimage, you can find your heart again. It's there, but you have to find it. Dobro. I would like to take more questions, but it's 7 minutes past 11, and it's past one, and that's a scandal for a German. We start early. One thing I want to say, please give an old man some pleasure in your heart, in my heart. Please come on time. When we start at 11 o'clock, half of the room was there. We call this French time. Please try to be there at 11 o'clock. Try. And then we will be able to end. And if you have any question which was not answered yet, make a note of that question. Tomorrow we can answer this. I know you were there, you had a question. Tomorrow you will be the first one to ask your question. I wish you a good Balaram's Appearance Day Festival. And I believe the next program, Bimala, is what? Amal Purana Prabhu will give a music seminar, we hear, instruments and all, from 3 to 4. That's the next thing. And then Kirtan. Where will he give? Here? Here itself, yes. And then? Here, say, you are our man.
And then from 4 till 6:30, there's kirtan in the temple, so anyone who would like to come and sing can come there. There's no schedule for that. From 6:30 is Gaur Aarti. 7 o'clock we have Julan Yatra, I think outside. Is it fixed? I don't know. Hopefully outside by the tree. And then from 7 till whenever we finish is kirtan with Madhava and Amal and Sachinanda and Swami. So, and that will be the same every day. So, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.